Amen. Would everybody stand for the reading from Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, listeners, doers of his word.
Amen.
Thank you.
which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All wise, thou art God. Father, we come, dear Master, as humble as we were ever taught to come, O God. Father, we come, dear Master, as empty pitchers before a full fountain, dear God, waiting and hoping to be filled. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to come, dear Master, thanking you, dear God, for just keeping us, dear Lord, while we slept all last night, oh God. Father, we thank you, dear Master, that the bed that we laid down on was not our cooling board, oh God, and neither was the sheet our winding sheet, oh God. But Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us, dear Lord. Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for touching us with a fingertip of love this morning, oh God. And Father, we see a brand new mercy that you have given us, oh God. One, dear Master, I'm sure that we don't deserve, oh God, but because of your mercy and your kindness, you allow us to have it. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, we know, dear Master, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, dear Lord. But Father, for the one we have, oh God, we're going to forever give you praise, oh God. Father, because we know, dear Master, that you deserve, dear Master, every praise, every thank, dear God, that we give unto you, oh God. Father, we know, dear Master, that you are God and God alone. And for that, God, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, dear God, for keeping us, oh God. Thank you, dear God, for holding us, dear Lord. Father, we know, dear God, that with the things that we could have happened to us and should have happened to us, but it didn't happen to us, oh God. But Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we know, oh God, that we are no better than any other creatures that you have made, oh God. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for the things that you do for us, oh Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us, oh Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God, for keeping our mind, dear God, keeping our mind, Lord. Father, we know, dear Master, there's some, dear Master, that don't have their good mind anymore, oh God. But Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for bringing us, dear Master, all this way, dear Lord. But Father, we know, dear Master, that you know our past, our present, and our future, dear Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God. Father, I know, dear God, that you, dear God, are a merciful God. Father, we ask thee, dear God, to just have mercy down upon each and everybody, dear Lord, that's upon the sound of my weak voice right now, God, in this building, oh God. Father, thou knowest all, dear Lord. Father, you know every heart, dear God. Father, you know every person's physical being, oh God. Father, you know everybody's spiritual walk with you, oh God. Please, oh God, just have mercy, dear Lord. Father, strengthen them, oh God, where they need to be strengthened, oh God. Build them, oh God, where they need to be built up, oh God. Father, we shout, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, we ask thee, dear God, to let this service be that which you want it to be, oh God. Let it not be no type of outside fashion or show, oh God. Father, we want to give you the honor and the glory for it all, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, I ask thee, dear God, to have mercy, oh God, upon every sad heart there is here, oh God. And not only in this building, oh God, out this building, dear Lord. Father, we know, dear God, that along the way, somebody have somebody's loved one, dear God, you called them home, oh God. And Father, somebody don't understand why, oh God. Father, let them know, oh God, that you don't do no wrong, dear God. That what you do, oh God, your will and must be done. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we know, dear God, in your word you said, dear Master, those things that we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, believe in it, it shall be, oh God. Father, we ask all these blessings in your son, Jesus' name, the Christ. We pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you. It is now time for our altar call. Ever was a time that we need to pray. Certainly it is now. So many needs all over. So many situations all over the world. And right here at home. One thing that we know that we have a God that sees all and knows all. He never sleeps and he never slumbers. But God is worthy. His ears are open to our prayers. But he's constantly telling us, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I turn from heaven and heal our land. Oh Lord. You know, we got to, sometime we had to cry out unto the Lord and spare not. I don't care, you know, some we always worried about who watching me, oh. But we need to, we really need to give God what's due unto him. Let us pray. Father God, our God, our Father, which are in heaven, holy is your name. Holy is your name. For they're constantly saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Thank you for the Lamb of God that came and took away the sin of the world, Lord. Thank you for the Lamb of God that was slaughtered before the foundation of the world. Thank you for the Lamb of God that stood on the cross from the 6th to the 9th hour, Lord. Thank you for Jesus, oh God. The Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he took all our sins upon him and went to a grave and stayed there all night Friday, all night Saturday. But early Sunday morning, oh, he got up from the grave, Lord, with all power in heaven and in earth, Lord. Thank you that he's our intercessor, Lord God. He's standing on our behalf, oh God, interceding for us, oh God. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for, Lord God, but the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf, oh God. Thank you, Lord, what you're doing, what you've already done, Lord. Thank you, Lord, from the beginning of this year up until now, Lord. We're standing in the need of prayer right now, Lord God. Not my mother, not my father, but me, oh Lord, standing right now in the need of prayer, Lord. We lift one another up. We lift prayers, oh God. Prayer of the righteous availeth much, oh God. Said in your word, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you for the door that you're going to open up in this new year, Lord. Your word say, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what you have in store for your people, Lord God. Wait upon the Lord. 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 He shall renew our strength, Lord. Though the outward man is perishing, O God, but the inward man is being renewed day by day, Lord. Just a closer walk with you, Lord. It's all we need, O God. You say if we draw nigh to you, you would draw nigh to us, O God. For there is no secret of what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do the same thing for us. Thank you, Lord. There may be a river that might seem impossible, God, but we know our God specializes in things impossible, Lord. And he can do what no other power can do, Lord God. There is a higher power, Lord God. And the scripture says, every soul be subject to the higher power, Lord. For there is no power but of God, Lord God. And we look to that power this morning, Lord. Help us this morning, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lay aside every sin, Lord. And the weight that so easily beset us, oh God. That we might be able to run this race, continue to run the race, Lord, that you have set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. He that have begun and started a good work in us, Lord. We know he will complete the work that he have started in us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of life, oh God. Thank you for salvation right now, Lord God. Thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord God. Thank you for your joy, Lord God. No matter how much we've been through, Lord God, we still have joy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Though weeping may endure for a night, Lord God, but joy will come in the morning, Lord. Thank you for your joy, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord God, that runs heart to heart, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord, for all of our sins, Lord. Right now, through the precious blood of Jesus, Lord, wash us, Lord, through and through. Bless our pastor in a mighty way, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Continue to pour into him your Holy Spirit, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the revelation of your word, Lord God. Thank you for this new year, Lord God. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new, Lord. You said in Jeremiah, you would plant, you would tear down, oh God, and you will build up, oh God. You will root out, oh God, the thing that's not like you, Lord God. Every plant that has not been planted by you, Lord, shall be rooted up, oh God. You shall do a new thing within us, oh God. A new walk, oh God. Deeper revelation, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We realize we're still here on the land of the living, Lord. And you have a purpose for us, oh God. Help us to know our purpose, Lord. We know that one day, Lord, we got to come down to the end of this journey. Thank you for my mother, Lord God. Still on the land of the living. Thank you for her endurance, oh God. Thank you for her to die, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. She's yet persevering, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. What you're going to do and what you're still doing. Thank you for all men of God. Thank you for all pastors, oh God. Thank you for all churches in your name, oh God. Thank you, Father. How you going to continue to add to your church, oh God, as you see the need, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you would bless us on the night, Lord. We pray that you would show up and show out on tonight, Lord God. Protect us and shield us from all hurt of danger, Lord God. Let your guiding angels, oh God, just shield us. Thank you, Lord. So much that we can thank you for, Lord God. We just want to make a joyful noise, Lord, unto the rock of our salvation. Lord, when you break the crowd, we want to be ready when you come back for your church, oh God. We'll be able to go home with you and spend eternity in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen.
Thank God blessing us and keeping us, giving us the strength to stand in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. then shine as light in a sin darkened world. We thank him today. We thank God for Christmas that's passed, New Year's coming on. And we're thankful to God how he has brought us this far, even by faith. And we have a few more hours for this year is out. And we want to keep giving God the praise and the glory that deserving even unto him. And we are grateful to God for all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, all the deacons, all the department heads in the church of God. We thank God for all of you, because everybody in here make up the body of Christ. There's no living and no big one. We the body of Christ. That's what the book say. We all have our different gifts, but we govern by the same Spirit of God. And we got to give God the glory. Here, the brother said earlier this morning, every day that we get up, we ought to say thank you, Lord. Because many, many among us went to bed but didn't get up. Many went to bed in good health, got up in bad health. So we're gracious to God today for all he's doing for us, what he's done. And I thank God, Sister Sherman, you made me say, I just go ahead and sit down. Yeah, you did a good job, real good job, real good job. I'm going to say like these Pharisees say, well, you can't do this unless you be in Christ. You can't do what you did unless Christ guides you and the Holy Spirit instruct you in all ways of righteousness and of truth. And we want to look at a few minutes here about a man named Nicodemus this morning from the third chapter of John. We're going to talk about this being ending of the year. And the Bible tells me that in order to get to where Jesus is, you got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And we want to talk a little bit just for a moment or so about that. And we're going to give God the glory and praise for whatever he does. We today give God the glory and the honor and the praise that's deserving to him. And from the third chapter, beginning with the very first verse, we're going to read very briefly. And it said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God, for no man can do these things, miracles, that thou except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I want to stop right there. You may be seated. I thank God for you. And if we hadn't caught on to the Lord from January to December 31st, we need to grab hold to him right now. It's an honor. And I'm not criticizing nobody, because I walked a long time in my ways. Some of you walked a long time in your way. You may not admit to the truth, but then when you got saved, you ought to boast about Jesus. You ought to say how good what God has done for me, and he'll do it for you too. We got to paint a picture as believers in Christ. We got to paint a picture that's not devastating to people. We got to paint a picture that draw people unto Christ Jesus. You know, if you treat me rough, I'm going to stay away from you. You talk to me crazy, I'm going to leave you alone, because I know what's going to happen next. So I'm real with mine. We got to learn how to just not know what to tell people. We got to show what to tell people in our everyday walk of life. If we don't do that, we're not the people that God has called and chosen and set apart for the work of the ministry. I'm one that I believe that if the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd, I believe in that ought to follow the shepherd. Ought not have these preconceived ideas and stuff. Ought to be right behind the shepherd, not side of him, but behind him, the shepherd. And then he gonna give me glory and honor as I walk every day in my walk of life. Now, this Nicodemus was a Pharisee, the ruler of the Jews. He was very influential to the Jewish people. And he talked, one of the people that talked to Jesus, as we read in the scripture, he's the one that came to Jesus and asked Jesus, how can he be born again? Shall he enter into his mother's womb the second time? And Jesus began to teach him and tell him just how that he can be born again. He said he came by night and said unto him, Rabbi, what do you mean by, it's a title, a great title of respect. It means master or teacher. Rabbi means master or teacher. And he come to God, and he didn't cut God down. He didn't cut Jesus down. He lifted him up being master or teacher. See, a teacher is the same thing as a pastor or a prophet. That's what the word of God said. So he put respect and honor to Jesus. A lot of times we disrespect people because we don't think they just that and other. We disrespect them and look over them and don't consider them as our brother, our sister, and we look at them with a side eye. That ain't the love of God in you. So Nicodemus here, he come to Christ, and Jesus told him, he answered and said, verily, verily, which means true, true, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. See, we do a lot of talking all the time, talking about who we are, what we got, who we got. We do that all the time. I hear it every since I was a little boy. Everybody be hollering who they are, what they're going to do, how strong they are, all these things there. But the only thing you got to do is walk in it. Jesus says, as long as I was in the world, I was a light of the world. Now that Jesus has quickened us and set us apart for the work of his ministry, we, the believers in Christ, not just the preachers, the believers in Christ got to be the lighthouse. Do you realize sometimes that few people take their Bible home and few people read it every day, study it every day? Few people do that. They wait till they come to be taught by the pastor or by the preacher or whatever, and they get it and they pay attention to it. They pay attention because they can say what the preacher said after he said it. But here's this, you need to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. I don't have to be ashamed what I say up here because I'm going to stay in the book. I'm going to stay in the book. I don't have to be ashamed. If I be ashamed, that means I'm ashamed to own Jesus. I'm ashamed to brag on Jesus. And I should never be ashamed. All he done for me, and I'm scared. He said, if you ashamed on me before men, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father, which is in heaven. So if you sitting around people, being around people, and you scared to say amen, get from around them. Get from around them, because they're dangerous to you. There's no way you pulled me out the bog. I was finna get drowned in mud. You got me out the system. And I don't, when I get around people, I can't say that's my friend. Jesus said we was his friend. He tell us all his business. He said he don't tell a servant that that's a slave. He don't tell a slave that because you got to be in his category. He can tell you his business. You can't trust everybody in the church. I mean church folks. Ain't she telling me nothing else? You can't trust all church folks. You can't trust all leaders. Can't trust all leaders because they're cunning and crafty according to the word of God. And they are deceptive. They use deception sometimes in the church. We got phony apostles and prophets. They go around and prophet lie. Prophet lie. Get close to the Bible as they can to try to get you to lure you to their portion. And it ain't what the word says. We got to be very careful. The Bible says, listen at them first. Let them talk like they want to talk. Don't interrupt them. Let them talk. And then when they finish talking, you can make the right decision according to God's rule. So see, I see sometimes we get up in the church and one be talking about the scripture, the other and jump in and cut him off or whatever. That's out of order with God. If you up talking, I'm going to let you finish talking. Then I'm going to come in and insert God in the business just like he said, not what I feel. I have a lot of time, a lot of feelings sometimes. But if I express my feeling, I'll be in jail. I'm just being honest with you. I don't express my feeling. I say what the words say. If I can't say what the words say, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. I'm supposed to be a leader for the people. I ought to be a leader. Nicodemus here, Jesus gave him a good structure, good teaching. He said unto him, how can a man be born again when he's old? Now, listen, the second time into his mother's womb. I mean, that's you high up. You're the leader of the Jewish tribe, the God-called tribe. You're the leader of the church. And you're going to say something like that, how can a man be born again? You're supposed to have the knowledge. You're supposed to have the understanding. You're supposed to study yourself. You know, I ask you to know the whole Bible. But whatever you go over, you make sure you explain it in detail. And this man with that high office, high position, sometimes we put people in like presidents and governors and senators and congressmen in the seat and they don't know nothing where they're going. They don't even know where they're going. They just up there for light, prestige, pride, just to say I'm a senator, I'm a congressman. They don't mean you no good. When they get in the seat, they don't do nothing for you. But they want the limelight, they want the title. One thing I learned in life, in this life on this earth, long as I'm on the team, I'm satisfied. Because sooner or later, somebody going to get tired, and the coach going to bring me in. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. You see all these major football programs and all that, and it can't but 11 men play at a time. Somebody get hurt? Then the substitute for him go in and take it. And he better play up to par. Because if he's sitting on the sideline waiting for this brother to go down, when he get in, he better. Yes, sir. If he don't, he's going to come back and like I used to do on the team, sit side of coach and keep him warm. That's where you're going to be on the bench. And I thank God I went through all that so I had a good understanding about life as a whole. See, many people talk a lot of talk. They can't back it up. They can't back it up. But for Jesus, you got to learn how to back up what he say to you. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." See, Romans 10:9-10, God help us. I'm going to show you how you be born again. The Bible says, I'm giving you what the book says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, a covenant promise right here, thou shalt be saved. Don't argue with me with that. Just take it what the Bible says. Do what the Bible, go through the protocol of God and you're going to be all right. And when God save you, Satan can't take you. You can waver, but the word of God going to speak to you and tell you to get back in line. We got to understand that. We got to have patience and good understanding in the word of God because we can lead people to have them killed. Up in this pulpit, many people in the pulpit done destroyed people, destroyed families and everything because they put their inserts in there instead of just giving them what God gave and they want to put their injection in. He said here, born of the water and of the Spirit, you need to get baptized in the water, listen to me good, into the body of Christ. Then you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. To make you stand, that you can fight. You can fight because Satan going to come at you at every angle. And you got something to fight with because he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. So you got something to fight. Well, you ain't got the physical fight, nobody. Let the spirit, let the word beat them. Let the word tear them down. You ain't going to be guilty of putting nobody down, cutting nobody's throat. Let the word do the work for you. And you can just keep your head up. You ain't got to say, you know, I hurt his feeling. No, I don't believe in that, man. I don't believe in hurting nobody's feeling because I don't want mine's hurt. And the Bible says, do to others as you have them do unto you. I don't want my feeling hurt. I ain't going to hurt yours. That's just truth of Lionel Smith. I'm not going to hurt your feeling. If me and you can't get along, I'm going to leave you alone. And somebody will come and get along with me. I help somebody come in my help. And I thank God for that. That I ain't under the bush waiting on somebody else to come and lead me and guide me. And Jesus already told me he's going to give me instruction, in scripture knowledge. So this is what I depend on every day of my life. He said, don't get all confused. Don't get all set. Don't have your mind unstable. See, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. You got to be. In the natural birth, all of us been born natural in this place here today. But you can't go to heaven just being born natural. You got to be quickened by the Spirit of God. You got to be that new creature. What is 1 Corinthians 5:17? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, what? All things are become new. So if I got a limp when I'm in the flesh, then when God saved me, he's going to do away with my limp. I'm going to walk straight now. He's going to let me walk straight. And they're going to make people that are looking at me going to say, look, he's been limping all his life. Since he started going to church and accept the Lord and saved it, say he ain't limping no more. And then that's a testimony for me to you that let's say God can do all things. He can change any condition. We got to see that clear. Sometimes we waiting on, like when Jesus was baptized by John, we waiting on a dove to fly on us. He ain't going to fly on you. He already in you. What do you need to fly on you for? That's the double portion. You can't take the first one. How you going to take two? See, we sometimes we pray some foolish prayer. Lord, send it on down. Send what? Ain't nothing to sin no more. He sent his son. Sent the Holy Ghost. When the son went back, he sent the Holy Ghost to keep us until he come back and receive us unto himself. So we got to have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God in order to go through this life. See, he said here, don't marvel at these things. Get your mind straight. Focus on Jesus. Sometimes we defocus our own self. We got books, all kind of books been written by authors and stuff like that, and they giving their perspective. They giving their perspective, not the perspective of God. See, I tell anybody, don't ever tell me what to preach. Don't tell me how to preach. If I ain't preaching right and the Spirit tell me I ain't right, I'm going to sit down. You won't hear from me no more until I get myself in order. What we do all the time, we try to train people how to preach, what to preach, how to teach. You ought to teach this, you ought to teach. No, that's for you to do. You do that. Don't tell nobody else to do that. Let everybody, let the Spirit govern them just like it govern you. Who am I to judge anybody in this building? Let the wheat and the tares grow together. When I come, I'm going to do the separating. I'm going to do it right because I'm going to do it all out of all love and kindness and peace and endurance and patience. I'm going to do it like that. I ain't going to cut nobody's throat. These Jews and Pharisees, they think they were bad. They thought they knew everything. They thought ain't nobody know nothing but them. And all the government. See, this what I got this through studying the Bible. Everything in the Bible wasn't given by God. Those Jews wrote a lot of the Bible verses. The laws, I wrote. The Jews wrote a lot of laws, and then Jesus, that's why they called Jesus a blasphemer, because he called him, woe be unto you, scribes and Pharisees, y'all worship me the lip, but your heart is far from me. See, they was trying to follow Jewish tradition. Even, and I hate to say this, even for Christmas, that's paganism. as we do it. But when we look to Jesus and worship Jesus every day, Christmas can be every day. Give each other a gift. Give each other love, kindness, and peace, and joy, and understanding, and patience. We ought to have Christmas every day in our life. You wait once a year to bring me a gift. You don't love me. Bring me a gift every day. When them men brought Jesus' gift, God help them. Maybe 2 years old by the time when they brought the gift to him. And they brought him Jesus. He had understanding at 2 years old because he was God. He was God. It, like John the Baptist says, look, no, I ain't the one. It's the one that come after me, which was before me. Shoes I ain't even able to get down and unlatch or tie up. I ain't nothing with him. But the one come after me is the one you ought to look and give heed to. And this is what we got to tell people today in our everyday walk of life. I don't care how good they say you are. Say, no, it's not me, baby. It's the Lord that liveth within me. It's the Lord that worketh through me, that make me do whatever I do. I do it because of the Lord. Guide me and instruct me into all righteousness and all truth. And when we get together in peace and love and joy and understanding and patience, God gonna, he gonna come in the church and there gonna be an explosion in the church. In the church of God, the same miracles they did back yonder with the 12 disciples, they should be functioning right here today. We ought to believe and walk by faith in Christ Jesus enough that somebody here need blessing, we ought to be able to bless them. And I was listening to the preacher this morning before I came to church. See, he was saying this, he said, what we do all the time when something come up, and an idea of something in the church come up, and say, now the preacher's hollering that, let's pray over it. Somebody hungry, starving to death, come to the church, ask for some food, and the deacon say, let's pray over it. That's absolutely crazy. I'm telling you what I know. That's plumb crazy. What you gonna pray over for? Just do what you're supposed to do. You've been commissioned already to go do it. What you talking about, let's pray over it for? See, that's a cop-out I find out. You're supposed to invite him in all the time. Every day, if I don't pray now, I pray in this church. I pray all the week. 7 days a week, I'm praying, talking to God, and telling him to make me available and make me put in a position that I could teach your people. And we, everything come up, let's pray over it. I'm sick. I'm sick and hurting. And the deacons come up to me, let's pray over Reb Noah, that Kim back there. Tell Kim to come check me out. Don't pray over me. If I ain't got the help in my presence, pray over me. But when I got the help right with me, what I'm praying for? We got to wisen up, y'all. We're getting too religious. And the stuff you like these Pharisees here, the stuff you should be working on, you ain't working on trying to find little minute things in life that a person ain't all the way straight up, you trying to tear them down. God wants you this coming year, thank God, want us to be that new creature in Christ. He wants to go into the year starting tonight. Like Julius Cheeks said, heavy load, heavy load. I got rid of my heavy load. And Joe Lagun remade it.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
We go to him and take him a few dollars.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's What's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another Real Life Jesus Freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the voice of the martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
We can't high five it ain't no sin. It's joy.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
Ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back.
How can a man be born?
This is going to hurt.
That hurts.
You
don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
You leave your whole tribe of
your bedroom.
And you're going to ask a silly question.
And your closet door.
You just need an internet
connection.
You well learned, you got all the education, you know all the scriptures and stuff, and you don't have how can a man
that
be born again.
You don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
Ladies, I don't know about y'all,
belong to all of
but I'm being realistic. Y'all
brought
got children.
Brought you by the American Institute of CPAs
and the
Ad Council.
I don't believe y'all child getting your womb no more,
huh? K-A-1-T, Alexandria, 88.1.
Let's be real about it. That's an intelligent man. Very intelligent. He's the head of the whole council. And ask foolish questions like that. We walk by faith and not by sight. There may be some.
Yeah.